Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back into another Mommy Monday. It's Kristen Cruz. Oh girls, starting things off with Hold Me Up. I always turn to Apple, to my Pure Pop station, to see what's new and fresh, and I absolutely love it. I don't know if you have that on your iPhone, but you should check it out. And it's a Music Monday as well, so I had to play some of this from Conrad Sewell, and it is so good. Hold Me Up. Holding Up is what we do with our babies, right? We're moms, we run around, we're holding them up all the time. But what we're going to do tonight is teach you exactly how to hold your baby and get your abs back and get your arms, maybe this softer-ish areas that are nowadays on your arms, you know, when you wave hello, when your arm's waving back at you, in those areas. We're going to teach you how to get that all snapped back to the best you that your body can be after baby. Realistic, better for the busy mom, easier for the busy mom, and it comes from a mom who herself is a personal trainer. It's my guest, Jen Johnson. We're having her on tonight to talk about getting your body back and also how you can support mompreneurs by getting in on what she has going on right now with her Baby Strong workout on Kickstarter. Have you always been curious about Kickstarter and crowdfunding and things like that? Well, she's going to give us a little bit of insight on that, too. So there's so much. We better jump right on in. On the phone with us right now, Jen Johnson, joining our Mommy Monday podcast for Mom Angelus Radio. How are you, Jen?
Great. How are you, Kristen?
Oh, I'm doing so well. I'm so excited to talk to you. I even classed it up a little. I have a glass of sangria, as I do quite often on Mondays, because Monday's my day off. This is what we've established in my house. That's why it's Mommy Monday, and I get to do my show and from my home studio. And I have a glass of sangria, but this one's from Whole Foods, because I knew I was going to have you on tonight, and I needed to make sure I had a healthier version of my normal sangria. So I want you to know
Perfect.
That. I'm
Perfect.
Being good.
Have you been running around the studio doing laps before I called in?
Oh, yes. 150. There, I'm done with my push-ups. So, yes, I think I'm ready. Jen, you are so awesome. I'm proud of you for what you've done with this Kickstarter campaign. Congratulations on the Baby Strong workout. I cannot wait. You're welcome. I cannot wait to tell everybody about it. And by the way, the clock is ticking. On Wednesday,
yep.
I believe, it's your last day to get in. And getting in with Jen now through this Kickstarter campaign allows you to also get some really cool exclusive goodies. So if you get in on it now and participate, you get some great stuff. And there are different tiers of participation. So for literally, if you've got like change under the car seat and you're like, oh, I can throw $5 at this, I think Jen's cool. I want to help moms. I'm a mompreneur myself, or I'm a busy mom and I need this kind of workout. Then boom, you're in. So go check it out. Click on the link on momangelus.com or kristencruz.me, and you're going to go to the Kickstarter page and get in on this now before Wednesday. So tell your girlfriends too, so we can really make it happen. Jen, I need to know from you a couple of things, and we only have, you know, so long, and I just really want to dig into your brain and pick your brain. But first of all, tell us what gave you the inspiration for your new Baby Strong workout. The cards are great. The teething ring is genius. Tell everybody about
it. Right?
And yeah, it's genius. It's so well done. Tell everybody what it is and where you got the bing light bulb on top of your head that went off.
Well, my son will be 22 months next week, and when he was born, he was textbook high needs. Literally, I could not put him down day or night ever, and I was the one who had to hold him all the time. So that rocked my world in so many ways, exercise being one of them. I couldn't do any of the things that I had done before. Couldn't go to the gym, couldn't go to classes, couldn't do videos, couldn't go for runs. Literally nothing I had done before could I do. So I wasn't willing to compromise on exercise. It's so important to me mentally, emotionally, physically. So I had to figure something out. So I started doing everything I could with him, taking walks with him, doing stair workouts, going on hills. Then as he gained head control, I started thinking, okay, why don't I use him as my weight? It's a good little weight. So mm-hmm. I started doing all of the resistance exercises that I could dream up in my head using him as my weight. And I was blown away by how challenging the workouts were, by how much I enjoyed it, by how much he enjoyed it. I mean, he literally laughed and smiled every single time that I worked out with him. And I, 22 months, I can still do exercises with him. I still mm-hmm. can carry him on walks in my arms for 2 hours and not get tired. I'm in the best shape of my life. And
wow.
that was doing no kind of traditional exercise have I done in the last 22 months. And so I thought, I cannot keep this for myself. I have to share this with other moms. So I started doing it with my clients and doing it in classes. And they were just blown away. They thought it was a joke when I said, we're going to use your baby as a weight. And then they love it. Every single time I teach it to a client or to a class, they love it. The babies love it. So that was my inspiration to create this product that I could bring to moms everywhere.
And Jen is a seasoned personal trainer. She knows what she's doing, so she's designed these workout techniques with her expertise matched with how busy she knows we are and how we're all running around like crazy. And I don't know about you, but I've read magazines and I've seen different workouts that I want to do. I want a better butt in 7 days and things like that, or like, you know, how to get thinner thighs while your kid naps and things like this, but I don't remember any of it. What I think is so genius now is that Jen put these workouts on cards that you can take with you, and they're virtually childproof and indestructible at the same time, because you know your kid's sticking everything in her mouth. So she thought of all of that. So tell us about the exact product that's on Kickstarter right now with the Baby Strong workout.
Right. So the Kickstarter deck, there are 45 cards. So they're divided by area of focus. So there's lower body, upper body, total body, core. So there are a bunch of cards that have an individual exercise with photos and a text description and then what area you're working. And then at the end of the deck, there are a series of pre-made workouts. Core circuit, there's a circuit that you can, there's a workout that you can do throughout the day. You know, every time you change a diaper, you do a certain exercise. Whenever your kid, after your kid eats, then you do this exercise. You don't, like you said, you don't have to even really think about it. You just do it and you're going about your day. And it's really everything is thought out for you. You don't have to think about anything. You can just pick it up. You can go. It doesn't matter if you're just starting out exercising or if you're a seasoned athlete. It doesn't matter if you're a dad, if you're a mom. It doesn't matter. Anyone can do this workout. You can choose your own. If you're a seasoned professional and you know which exercises you like and which you don't like, you can put together your own workouts or you can try the ones that we have pre-made. There are countless options that you can do with this workout. You'll never get bored. And another great thing about the Baby Strong workout is your baby always gets heavier. So your workouts will always get more challenging. You'll always be forced. You know, how many women have you seen in the gym? You know, you grab the 5-pound weight and you never increase your weight. You always grab
right.
the 5-pound weight.
Yeah.
With the Baby Strong workout, there's no cheating. You have to increase your weights because baby's always going to get bigger. And that's better for you. You get stronger, you burn more calories. So it's a win-win for everyone.
All right. And I can hear the excitement in your voice. And I'm really excited about it, too, because how many times have you kind of maybe figured something out that you knew could help other people, but then kind of stuck it in your back pocket? Well, Jen figured out a way to turn it out and make it so that we could stick it in our diaper bag or our purse or our car, you know, and take it with us wherever we go, and made it possible for us to all use it and benefit from it. It's the cutest thing, too. It's this deck with a ring that holds all the cards together, and the ring is like a teething ring, so baby
yep.
can chew on it and drool on it and whatever, and you can be working out together and really enjoying that bond. And you're, you know, I don't know if kids notice it or not at that age, but you're definitely showing them a good influence. You're being fit. You're taking care of yourself, and you're sharing that energy and excitement about it with your baby at such a young age. I would think that that couldn't be better, a better thing to do. So it's really exciting on every level. So now here's the cool thing. Jen is an entrepreneur. So she has this great idea. She knows it works because it's worked for her. She wants to get it out to other moms, which is awesome. But then how do you do it? So she looked at Kickstarter to see if it could help. Now, by the way, she's kicking butt on Kickstarter because she's almost reached her goal level. So, again, you can go there before Wednesday and help push her over the edge because she's almost there anyways. But tell us, for mompreneurs, because I have a lot of listeners and girlfriends who have ideas or businesses and want to, you know, kickstart them. But what does Kickstarter do? How did you do Kickstarter? Why did you pick Kickstarter, and how's it going? Like, how did you do that?
Well, I had several friends who successfully launched products on Kickstarter, and I had been talking to them for a while, over, I guess, almost 2 years, about their experience with that, and I had never really even thought about it before they talked to me about it. And Kickstarter is a great way to get the word out about what it is that you're doing and get people on board joining you, so that you already create this sense of community and people who love your product and are inspired by it and who want to spread the word about it before you even launch your product. So it's a great way. And Baby Strong, I really want to create this community. I want to create this movement to help moms figure out how they can actually fit in exercise so they can feel good about themselves. So that was what I was going for, to create that community. So Kickstarter seemed like a great fit for me. So it's a lot of work, I'm not going to lie. You have to put a lot of work even before you launch the Kickstarter. You've got to, you know, your backers want to know that you have thought about everything, that you've done work in advance. Kickstarter doesn't accept all the products that people submit.
Oh,
so
really?
You have to, yeah, so the way Kickstarter works is they get a percentage of, for projects that are successfully funded, Kickstarter gets a percentage. So Kickstarter really only wants to accept products that have a really good chance of succeeding, or else they don't make any money. It's a business for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no guarantee that when you submit a product, they're going to accept it. So you have to go over that hurdle first. And then once you launch the Kickstarter, that's really when the work starts. You have to get the word out all the time. It's every single day. It's a roller coaster ride. Some days you'll get tons and tons of pledges and backers, and some days there'll be nothing, and you'll be thinking, oh, my gosh, what am I doing wrong? A lot of marketing, a lot of networking. It really never stops, and the clock is ticking from the minute that you launch. And the clock is almost done, so
I know.
I can breathe a sigh of relief in about 32 hours.
I'm so excited for you. Are you? What have you found is been the best way to get the word out for you? For, you know, to moms, to investors, people who want to be a part of the community. What's worked the best?
Well, a lot. So I've done a lot of email marketing to current clients, past clients, friends, family members. A lot of social media. I've been doing a lot of networking events. I've been doing these kind of pop-up Baby Strong classes around LA, which have been so great for me to kind of get the word out about what Baby Strong is and help moms figure out how they can do this and bring it to them in real life. So those have been really great. I have a lot of amazing friends and colleagues who work with moms, and they've been really great about helping to spread the word. So ideally, if you can connect with a lot of those people, they can help you get the word out, which people have really done for me, and it's been really great.
And that's how we connected. I mean, if you want to know, Jen and I met through email blasts, which I'm not sure, right, how I got on which list or whatever, but I got an email about a new product, I read about it, and, you know, it's still, as a morning radio show host, I still, into my account, get tons and tons and tons of emails of new books coming out, new things coming out, all this stuff. And I glanced through it and I thought, this is awesome. And I reached back out and said, how can I help? What can I do? So that's what it's about. It's just reaching out. Keep going, 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 going. Believe in what you're doing. Have that passion that you hear in Jen's voice. It's being of service to people, which is, you can't think of anything better. And then go for your dreams. And that's what's happened with the Baby Strong Workout. Jen Johnson, I am so excited for you. I can't wait till Wednesday. Good luck. Everybody click the link and help and go and check it out and be a part of this great community. It's all good for you, for baby, and for moms and mompreneurs too. Jen, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, Kristen.
Aw, thanks. You're the best. And have a great week. We'll see you next Mommy Monday, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, we want you guys to come back every Monday. Come back, come back, come back, because we support and we meet great ladies and great moms and these great products. I mean, isn't this exciting? Everything Jen's done, and you can do it too. And she just gave us some great insight on what that's all about, crowdfunding and building a product and getting the word out. It's cool stuff. And maybe I'll give you a little Monday motivation too to get through your week or follow your dreams while you're at the office. Maybe there's that daydream that's been in the back of your head and it's time to grab it and go for it. Well, if you needed that inspiration, I hope we got that for you tonight too. Go to MomAngelus.com for more MomAngelus radio podcasts. You can go back and listen to all the archives. KristenCruz.me is my blog, of course, and I'll make sure to have all the links you need to hook up with Jen and the Baby Strong workout. And we're closing it up with Haley singing Love Myself, because that's what it is all about, loving yourself. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you next Mommy Monday back here on Mom Angelus Radio.